Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Congress is a little closer to ratifying the Central American Free Trade Agreement. It's called CAFTA. There was a favorable vote today in the Senate Finance Committee, despite new reports that the U.S. Labor Department suppressed a survey of labor law violations in the six countries that are party to the CAFTA deal. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington. John, what is in this survey?
Well, anticipating this CAFTA debate, Congress asked for a report on the status of worker rights in these Central American countries. So the Labor Department contracted with an organization called the International Labor Rights Fund. But when the report was complete a year ago, it was decidedly not to the administration's liking. The survey found lots of problems in these Central American countries. For example, no collective bargaining rights, no protections for overtime pay when workers are required to put in long hours, and lots of child labor abuses. In Guatemala, for example, they found 1 in 10 children between the ages of 7 and 14 were in the workforce.
Those are exactly the kinds of criticisms that people have raised about this CAFTA deal. So once the Labor Department had the survey, what did it do?
They refused to release it. They pulled it from the contractor's website. But several Democrats, including Michigan Congressman Sander Levin, tried for almost a year to pry it out of the Labor Department. Levin successfully used the Freedom of Information Act to get the study, which he's now posted on the Internet.
The Central American countries do not have a legal framework that reflects basic internationally recognized core labor standards. The Bush administration simply wants to deny that that's true, that workers have their rights suppressed. They don't have the right to organize, the right to associate, the right to have a role in the workplace.
John, is making this survey public going to change the CAFTA debate?
Well, like you mentioned, you know, the Democrats say this just reinforces their argument that the U.S. shouldn't be trading with these countries until they adopt and enforce minimum labor standards. Now, CAFTA supporters say this won't make any difference. They criticize the study as propaganda, that it has an anti-CAFTA bias. The Labor Department says that it wouldn't release it because an independent evaluation found that it had, quote, failed to meet academic rigor. So it may not change any minds in Congress. Still, this CAFTA vote is going to be close, and one of the swing voters are free trade Democrats who are concerned about these labor protections, so it could be an extra hurdle for supporters.
What about this endorsement from the Senate Finance Committee? What happens next?
Well, the Senate wants to vote before going on July 4th break, and they'll probably vote for it. The House will take a little longer, sometime next month, I'm told. Coming up later today on Marketplace, although the Public Broadcasting Service dodged a congressional budget bullet last week, its long-term financial viability remains up in the air.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.